Namaste, my name is Louis Imre. I'm International Meditation Master. Put God first, the billionaire secret to success. Inspired by Jack Ma. Jack Ma is a Chinese and they don't have a God there. I never have thought that the Chinese would do God first. The secret no one tells you. Before market research, before technology, before your degree, put God first. That's a real billionaire mindset. We speak afterwards how you do it, okay? Jack Ma's story. It is so awesome that he is a testimony for the Lord. Jack Ma's story. Failed college twice, rejected from 30 jobs, started praying. Then built Alibaba in a tiny apartment with 18 people on and failed. Key, success isn't just hustle and luck, it's alignment with divine purpose. Why God is your ultimate competitive edge? So for me it is. No? But I never have thought that it would be from Jack Ma. From a billionaire. Clarity beyond logic. Decisions stop being just smart and start being right. Example, Jeff Bezos' regret minimalization framework, prayer-like reflection before big leaps. You see, you pray before. So, peace beyond circumstances. No therapist can prescribe the calm of God's or the Lord God this. Man plans, God loves, but his plans are better. Just strange in failure. Jack's Ma's failure became fool because he saw them as divine redirection. That should be a billionaire. How to actually put God first? It's not just praying before meals. Morning surrender. Start your day with God use me today. Not here's my to-do list, bless it. Okay, I do it. I'm a spiritual seeker and so on. I have to do that. No? But so did it Jack Ma. Okay? Decision filter, ask, does this honor God? Is this driven by ego or service? I ask this always. Think so much. Work as worship. Sleep floors like you are building a cathedral. So I've done this. No? I've done this. Okay. Jack Ma, we didn't sell products, we served dreams. And that's telling Jack Ma again, we didn't sell products, we served dreams. He wanted to help the Chinese economy, the entrepreneurs, to sell their products international. He wanted to give only service, and then he gave also credits and loans for the entrepreneurs and all the other things. It was not about money, as it was about serving. The God factor in business. Alibaba's miracle. No funding, no tech, just 18 people praying in an apartment. Today, 500 billion empire. Or maybe it's more. Modern proof. Chick-fil-A. Closed Sunday. Outperforms competitors. Or Hobby Lobby credits. Grows to biblical principles. Not superstition, it's operating in divine flow. Try this today. 5 minutes God first challenge. Write your biggest problem. Below it, write God's solution is. Sit silent for 3 minutes. Listen. Act on the first nudge. Call someone, delete a toxic plan, etc. The bottom line. you can have the map. This is a strategy or the compass. The compass always win. Without compass, you get lost. Your move. If you're stuck, pray before your plan. If you're winning, thank God louder than your ego. For every win, you say thank you. It's not only I do this. And 50, 100 years ago, the most successful people in the USA did exactly this. Oh. For deeper study, read Jack Ma's speech on faith and hustle. Why this works? New science, prayer reduce anxiety by 27%. And if you don't believe me, one thing, put your hands in prayer holding. This means every finger, both palms touching each perfectly. So there is no gap. There should be total line. Every finger, everything, touch each other in the prayer habit. And do this for 10 minutes and think about your fears. And 50% of your fears are gone. Just with this prayer holding, with a perfect match of two palms of your hands. Perfect. I said perfect. It must be perfect. No gap. Then it works. Oh, why is it so? Why the great religion have all prayed in this case, in this kind? What coincidence? History, from Rockefeller to Oprah, top achievers credit divine guidance. Rockefeller? Oh, done this? Yes. I said all rich people. No? You, that gut feeling, that's God's Wi-Fi. Stop ignoring. Question, what one thing you will hand over to God today? Comment below. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.